Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gadgets for guys. Father's Day is a great time to tell dads how much you appreciate them. And what better way than with a garden gadget or two? Get the dad in your life a really nice pair of pruning shears. A quality pair will have replaceable blades and can last a lifetime. A limb saw for tree care, a new mower, or a lawn edger will make yard work easier. Think about giving your weather-watching dad a rain gauge or thermometer. They're made in a wide range of styles and can come with high-tech automatic features. Let your dad light up the night by giving him a landscape light system. And the gift of weatherproof speakers will allow him to listen to the game while enjoying the great outdoors. For more information about great gift ideas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caterpillars on ornamental plants. Hungry caterpillars can cause a lot of damage to your precious plants. Your best defense is to scout your landscape on a regular basis. Look over your plants carefully a couple of times a week. If you see chewing damage, try to find the critter responsible. It's probably a caterpillar. When you find caterpillars on your plants, pluck them and squish them, or drop them in a jar of soapy water. If you have a severe infestation, you may need to spray. Use the least toxic products available first, and look for products that contain a bacterium called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. When young caterpillars consume the bacteria, they stop eating and die within a couple of days. These products are very specific to caterpillars and are not very harmful to people or beneficial insects. For more information about plant pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sweet potatoes. The sweet potato is a succulent vegetable native to the Americas, which thrives in hot, moist climates. The skin of sweet potatoes can range from nearly white to brown, pink, or even purple. The flesh of sweet potatoes can vary in color, but in the U.S. we prefer yellow or orange flesh varieties. The sweet potato is sometimes called a yam, but the yam is actually a totally different plant. Start your sweet potatoes in the spring after the danger of frost has passed. They will need to grow for about 4 months before they're ready to harvest. Store your sweet potatoes in a warm room for at least 2 weeks before eating to convert some of the starch to sugar. After that, keep them in a pantry. For more information about vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable diseases. If you grow vegetables, chances are you'll come across a disease at some point. Common vegetable diseases include damp off, root and stem rots, and wilts. One way to prevent disease is to buy disease-resistant strains of seed. You can help manage disease in your vegetables by moving your garden site every couple of years and rotating the crops in your garden every year. If you buy transplants, make sure you check the plants for any signs of disease before you purchase them. Examine your vegetable plants closely once or twice a week for early disease symptoms. Remove any diseased leaves you find. If you must spray your vegetables, make sure you identify the affliction and then use the least toxic products available and follow all label instructions. For more information about vegetable gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, summer bedding plants. Even during the oppressive heat of summer, your Florida landscape can still be home to a variety of bedding plants. Impatiens are a popular bedding plant. They come in many colors and will bloom continuously if planted in the shade and cared for properly. New Guinea hybrid impatiens have larger foliage and blooms and put on a spectacular show. Coleus, with their bright and colorful leaves, provide nonstop color to your sun or shade garden. Marigolds are easy to grow sun lovers and come in many sizes and have few insect and disease problems. Tyrinia are low-growing plants in shades of pink, lavender, purple, and white, and blooms in full or partial sun. Add organic matter to your beds before planting, water and fertilize as needed, and remove old flowers for best success. For more information on summer color, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.